This ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.5.com podcast is presented by Bud Light. Here we go.
Before we've got many more of your phone calls, each and every week here on the program, we get you caught up on the latest injuries, and we do it with the doctors from Methodist Willowbrook Hospital. Dr. Jafarna joins us here on ESPN 97.5. He is an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in a variety of different things, including surgeries to the foot, ankle. Doctor, I appreciate the time this evening. We want to start with this Jay Cutler injury that has the Bears wondering whether or not they're going to pick up Kyle Orton, which is something we're talking about. Can you give us your thoughts on Cutler and him being out for the year and the extent of this injury and recovery time?
Sure, no problem. Well, he has a thumb fracture, and these come in several varieties. As you know, some of them are not displaced, not angulated, and certainly can be casted or splinted and played on sooner than the ones that are displaced and not stable. His most likely is one that is shifted and displaced, not stable, and thus he's having the surgery tomorrow. So most likely it'll take about 4 to 6 weeks to heal his injury, and then probably about 2 weeks to really get his mobility and his strength back to grip a football. And, you know, there's some conditioning in there, too. So I think the 6 weeks that Coach Lovey's talking about, Lovey Smith's talking about, is probably a little more optimistic than reality. Most likely it'll take about 8 weeks for him to get back and really get competitive with that thumb after the surgery.
Now, you specialize in hand-related problems as well. I have to ask, you've seen this injury, but we're talking about an NFL quarterback. Is the recovery time, in your estimation, going to be faster for Cutler than a regular guy?
A little faster, sure. They're obviously more healthy than a regular average person. But certainly it's still going to require, the healing time that most of us do. And you know, just his good health is going to help him. But certainly he's going to be deconditioned, and the arm is, you know, that hand is going to have to get stronger again after being down for 4 to 6 weeks.
Board certified in orthopedic surgery, specializes in hand-related problems. Of course, he's a member of the American Society for Surgery of the Hand and American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. Dr. Jafarna joining us here on ESPN 97.5. I want to ask you about Panthers defensive end Charles Johnson. He was going to need an MRI on his injured shoulder. What do you know, Doc?
Well, what I know is basically what he's tweeted, that he got the MRI and he's fine. I haven't heard any specifics about what the MRI has shown. You know, he got hit in the back of the shoulder, and that's never a good thing, especially for these big defensive ends. The shoulders are so important for them. But it really just depends on the results of the MRI, and I have not seen those yet.
What about Arizona Cardinals losing their starting nose tackle, Dan Williams, for the remainder of the season with a broken left arm?
Yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, a broken arm, when his arm is in a hyperextended position like that and getting hit in that position, really bodes for a bad prognosis. That's just a real tough injury to the arm. I know he fractured the arm. And, you know, about the elbow, there's a lot of, you know, very important, delicate structures around there that they need to heal properly to get that arm moving again. So he's done for the season most likely, and hopefully he can recondition that and get back to his old self by the beginning of next year.
Doctor, this is something we didn't necessarily talk about or have down, but I do want to ask you your opinions on Matt Schaub. Apparently he's going to see, you know, the specialist. They're going to know something definitive tomorrow. What are you guys saying in the medical community about Schaub's injury?
You know, it's a tough injury to have, and especially in a weight-bearing extremity like the foot. So it's really just something that, as soon as the decision is made to go forward with surgery or not, and certainly do that, and you know, just got to have the proper downtime for that. And I know Matt's he's a big competitor, and he wants to get back into the game right away, but unfortunately, that specific ligament in the foot just really needs time to rest and heal. So that's the big issue there, just resting that foot and trying to stay off it, especially for somebody as competitive as Matt Schaub is.
Hey, Doc, great job. We appreciate the job you guys do, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you very much, guys.
Absolutely. Methodist Willowbrook Hospital Center for Orthopedic Surgery. It's truly an elite team of orthopedic surgeons, sports medicine physicians at Methodist Willowbrook. If you have a common or complex injury, these guys will work with you. They'll provide excellent care. They've earned national recognition by providing care right here in Northwest Houston at Methodist Willowbrook Hospital. You can learn more at methodistwillowbrook.com or go to our website, espn975.com, to get more information regarding the Methodist Willowbrook Center for Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine.